This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a state. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. June was rainy enough to get nearly all of Wisconsin out of the drought. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most places got at least 6 inches of rain, which is well above normal. While the drought may be over, there's been a lot of flooding and storm damage throughout Wisconsin this summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Monday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Cuska for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LaCrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin. Third congressional district candidates all had something to say about President Biden's decision to end his presidential campaign yesterday. Democrats Katrina Shanklin, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson all touted Biden's accomplishments in statements following the announcement on Sunday. Meanwhile, Republican Derek Van Orden has posted multiple times on social media since the announcement, questioning Biden's ability to serve and predicted that Biden would not survive his current presidential term. The three Democrats will face each other in the August 13th primary. It'll be a relatively quiet week in city and county government, with only a handful of committee meetings coming up in the next few days. The La Crosse County Board of Public Works meets today to finalize plans for all-way stop signs at the intersection of Campbell Road, Pine Street, and 21st Street North, among other items. Later this week, the Economic and Community Development Commission will hold a public hearing on the 2024 action plan and consider action on the TIF district for the lofts in the River Point District. A Trempealeau County woman running an unlicensed daycare is charged with 2 felony counts in a child abuse case. 34-year-old Megan Valley of Galesville is charged with physical abuse of a child and neglect after a child needed surgery for scalding that happened under her care earlier this year. Court documents say Valley tried to pass off the scalds as an allergic reaction. She will appear in court next month after being released from jail on a $2,500 cash bond. If you're heading to Minnesota, there are new child car seat laws that will begin on August 1st. Children under the age of 2 will need to be in a rear-facing car seat. Once they reach the age of 4 and are big enough, kids can ride in a front-facing booster seat. At the age of 9 and older, as long as they are big enough, children can ride without a car seat. Finally, children ages 13 and under must ride in the back seat whenever possible. Minnesota officials say the new law is based on American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations. You can take Civic Media anywhere you go. Wherever you are heading this summer, download the free app now off of your device's app store or find it at civicmedia.us/app. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska from the Civic Media Newsroom in downtown La Crosse. Have a great Monday, everybody.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Reese Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is... Hoskins, and Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road, great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a 3-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a 3-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for shows to catch up on, here are some very bingeable episodics that all just received Emmy nominations. In the Outstanding Drama category are The Crown, Fallout, The Gilded Age, The Morning Show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Three Body Problem. In the Best Comedy category, there weren't many surprises. Nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, Palm Royale, Reservation Dogs, and What We Do in the Shadows. Actors nominated in various categories include Martin Short, Bill Hader, Jeremy Allen White, and Bob Odenkirk. The Best Actress category includes Christina Applegate, Natasha Lyonne, Riley Keough, and Jenna Ortega. And in the Outstanding Talk Series category, the nominees are The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're all winners. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaley Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart, and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant, and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks, and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. If there is a major corporation against birth control, it is probably Netflix. The company continues to add potential viewers by the millions, having just added another 8 million viewers in the most recent earnings quarter. Yahoo News reports the streamer now has 277 million plus subscribers. Netflix reported revenue of $9.56 billion last year, which is way up from the previous year. Even though you're adding subscribers by the millions, don't let that stop you from jacking up the rates. Sometimes there's a reunion of people that is much anticipated, and then there's a reunion like the one between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, who are teaming up for another future forgettable reality show. The duo combined their talents to shop on camera on The Simple Life over 20 years ago, which was successful until the Kardashians hit the scene. Hilton and Richie's new show will be a reboot of the original, where every week they received a script that read, "Try to look sexy, judge others, and contribute nothing to society." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy today with a high of 82 and just a light wind here today. More scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight and again throughout the day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.